Proverbs 17:22 is where we find our promise for this morning. It says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." I'm sure I don't need to tell you that there are days when a joyful heart is the farthest thing from our minds because everything seems to be going wrong and it's hard to muster up even a hint of joy. When life is crushing us and our plans are falling apart and everything seems to be unraveling, we're not thinking about joy necessarily. But I believe that this verse is trying to remind us that our attitude in those moments can make all the difference. Choosing joy in the face of trials, in the face of hardship, in the face of disappointment, in the face of hurt and pain, that's not easy. Trust me, I get it. But when we allow ourselves to be consumed by doubt and despair and what's happening to us, we're pretty much allowing our spirits to dry up, like our very bones are withering away. We become very weary and drained and unable to fully experience the richness of life. But on the flip side, when we choose joy, even in the midst of difficulties, we're giving ourselves a shot of good medicine. Choosing joy in the face of our problems doesn't magically make those problems go away. But what it does is that it gives us strength and it lifts our spirit and it gives us the resilience that we need to face whatever problems we have head on. So yeah, choosing joy can be a challenge, but it's a challenge worth taking on because when we choose joy, we're not just benefiting ourselves, we're also spreading that joy and positivity and hope to those around us. So my encouragement to you is to make a commitment today to choose joy. Let's find reasons to be grateful, moments to laugh, and opportunities to spread kindness and joy wherever we go. My question for you this morning is it time for an attitude check? That's our promise for this morning. Thank you for stopping by. I trust that you'll stop by again tomorrow. Have a good day.